You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. Let's kick off your day with some history in the NFL.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds.
Again, that was the voice of Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib. On Monday, he became the first active NFL player to come out as gay. In a statement, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league is, quote, proud of Carl for courageously sharing his truth today. Representation matters. We share his hope that someday soon statements like his will no longer be newsworthy as we march toward full equality for the LGBTQ community. We wish Carl the best of luck this coming season. Raiders owner Mark Davis and head coach John Gruden offered their statements of support as well, not to mention a host of tweets of encouragement from across the NFL. Now, if you're saying, hold on, what about Michael Sam? He was the first openly gay player to be drafted by the NFL, but he was cut at the end of training camp and never played in a regular season game. Moving on to far less important news now. In a promo for HBO Max's The Shop Uninterrupted, Tom Brady was seen talking about his free agency and said the following, quote, one of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker. That comment caused an intense speculation on Monday as to who said motherfucker might be. You can find out on Friday when the full episode drops. It features Brady, Draymond Green of the Warriors, Chelsea Handler, and more. One more motherfucker story for you now. There's a transition I never thought I'd have a reason to make. Sean McVay is pretty happy with new quarterback Matthew Stafford. He told Albert Breer of the Monday Morning Quarterback, quote, bro, this dude's a bad MF-er. Whatever people say about him, as good as it can be, he's even better than advertised. It makes sense to him. The guy's ability to see the game, his ability to draw on his experiences, the feel that he has, it's pretty special and unique. And man, his feel for people, his authentic way of connecting with his teammates, his coaches, this guy, it's great being around him. That's certainly not going to do anything to dispel the notion that he's in a better mood now because he has a better quarterback, even though McVay himself denied that idea. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr says the team needs to step up their level of effort. He told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, quote, there's a certain level of championship effort we need to get to. There's a certain level of championship finishing that we have to do. If we can do that, I believe the sky is the limit for us. The Raiders were 7-9 and 8-8 the last two seasons. Congratulations are in order to Eli Manning, who's going to be inducted into the Giants Ring of Honor at halftime of the Week 3 game against the Falcons on September 26th. It's a big fall for the Mannings. Peyton is going to go into Denver's Ring of Fame in October, and now Eli goes into the Giants Ring of Honor the month before. He also signed a contract with the business/fan engagement side of the Giants, which is good because I don't know about you, but I was really worried how he was going to make ends meet now that he stopped playing. The Le'Veon Bell-Andy Reid feud continues to smolder, thanks to Le'Veon Bell basically not letting it go. He had said he would rather retire than play for Andy Reid again. Andy Reid, when asked about this, took the high road, saying, "I enjoyed my time with him. I'm pulling for him. That's how I roll." But apparently Le'Veon Bell didn't buy that. He responded with, "LOL, that's cap," which apparently means that's a lie if you're young and hip, unlike myself. To the police blotter now before we go, Chiefs pass rusher Frank Clark was arrested Sunday night for felony illegal possession of a firearm. Clark was driving a Lamborghini SUV when he was pulled over for a routine traffic stop in Los Angeles. Police noticed an open duffel bag with an Uzi inside and arrested him. Clark posted bond and was released Monday, but that's not all. Chiefs beat writer Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star reported that California Highway Patrol records show that Clark was previously arrested in March on a gun charge during a traffic stop, so Sunday's arrest is his second gun charge in 3 months. To Arizona now, where Cardinals first-round pick Zaven Collins was speeding and driving recklessly, according to police, when he was arrested on Sunday night. Collins was the 16th overall pick in this year's draft. Vikings rookie defensive tackle Jalen Twyman was shot 4 times while visiting his aunt in Washington, D.C. According to his agent Drew Rosenhaus, quote, "wrong place, wrong time. In talking to him today, he's going to be okay. That's all that matters." Rosenhaus also described the wounds as superficial and that Twyman does not need surgery. X-rays were negative and the anticipation is he will make a full recovery. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2021. If you haven't done it yet, please hit that follow button on the SB Nation NFL show. We appreciate it. We promise we won't let you down. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. And feel free to tell your friends. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.